Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, April 24th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Oh, good morning, Ed. You know, I'm thankful today. Did you know that?
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I'm thankful my partner's coming back next week. So thankful. Dr. Dant's been out all week, so I've been Dr. Green and Dr. Dant for a week, and I'm glad to go back to just being me next week. Welcome home, Dr. Dant. I know you're not listening probably because you're probably asleep right now, but welcome home. You know, in Talladega's today, the NASCAR race, you ever been to one?
I never have.
Well, you need to do that at least once in your life and hear that roar.
I used to go to Daytona for the motorcycle races, and I still remember the wonderful memories of that. I wouldn't be into that now, but I would like to go one time to Talladega. I'm sure the energy is pretty darn intense.
It is truly an experience. So I'm glad to have been to several live races in my life, you know, whether it be IndyCar or NASCAR, but it isn't. Even if you're not a race fan, it's an experience. It really
now,
is.
Now, do you wear anything to protect your hearing, or is it okay?
No, I didn't.
I know.
Maybe I should have. Don't tell our ENT colleagues, but oh, it is that loud. I can remember standing on top of, I had a friend who had basically an apartment at the raceway. We went up on the roof, and it was loud enough at the top of the roof of those buildings that overlie the track that it was shaking everything. Ooh, I mean, that's incredibly loud. But, again, an experience. I don't know if I've never done it down in the stands. I've always had, you know, friends who had, pit passes and things like that. So it's just a blast.
Well, that's a pretty cool sounding event, and I love things that reverberate within my body and heart, like, you know, not the boom boxes so much, but things like big trucks and drag racing. Occasionally, I'm getting, the older I get, the more sensitive I am to noises. And I just told you before the show, I did another ketamine IV. The ketamine is, again, a anesthesia from the 60s or 50s that is used for somewhat out of the body experiences, PTSD, anxiety, depression, and some nerve pain. And I'm experimenting with six sessions with a Scenic City neurotherapy. Amazing people. I love the owner and the whole operation. And I do feel a lot more sensitive 2 days after it to sensory pieces of lights and noises and everything else. But it's a really cool adventure for me. And it really disconnects me from my physical body. And some people who have terminal diagnosis will vastly come to a better place of peace after one session, because you actually get familiar with not having a body.
You said six different sessions?
Yes, I'm on number three that I did yesterday, so I got three more to go. I did ask the gentleman, the anesthesiologist Chuck there, that he or Charles, and he said, I said, how many of these can a person do? He said that they have someone who comes twice a week and has been doing that for two straight years, because it's the only thing that stops her neuropathic pain. And that's a lot, because it takes me about 5 days to, I won't say recover, but I would have a hard time working at the pace I do and do two of these treatments, even though I do go back to work after. I go at 9 o'clock and I'm back at work at 11:45. But I'm telling you, it's a life-changing experience for the right person, and I'm not saying everyone's the right person. I want to plug another plug for one of my favorite restaurants, which is Local Goat. I've been going up there on Thursday evenings. I just love the fact that they source local foods more probably than any other restaurant. And I did follow your advice last weekend and went down to Aaliyah.
About time.
You've been telling me, and I, you know, the last time I went was with you and your now wife and Sean and my ex-girlfriend. And then we had a great meal then, but that was 3.5 years ago.
What did you get?
I got the redfish with a squash. I ate pretty low carb. I didn't have any breads, And we did get a dessert. I think the tiramisu. That was what it was. Because Saturday and Sundays, I do eat more carbs. Monday through Friday, I eat about 60. And on weekends, I go up to 200. So it's certainly in my budget.
The bread at Aaliyah is not the best in town. Okay. I would say that's the garlic bread at Tony's.
Tony's Pasta. I've not been there since 12 years ago.
That probably. Garlic bread is so good.
Oh.
I do not need to go there because I'm supposed to be on a low-carb diet. But I'm so glad you went to Aaliyah. So I still, short ribs are my favorite there.
Well, you know, I'm still very picky about the foods I eat, for sure. And I even though I do have freedom on weekends, I still am very cautious about not eating much chicken. I'm really anti-chicken these days due to omega-6s that are elevated, which then causes inflammation, and the fact that they're raised in such cruel conditions and pumped up with so many drugs, okay? There's my rant on the anti-chicken thing. So I will eat fish and red meat and a lot of colored vegetables.
Well, you know, Friday when I was getting home from work, a lot of family was over at Edley's, which, of course, is right across the street. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get it, but I'm going to try their fish tacos soon. Everybody was talking about it. So do you like fish tacos?
You know, I've never had one.
I had the best one I've ever had at the Sanctuary down at Kiowa, Kiowa Island. But I'm going to have to try it. Everybody was just raving about those.
Well, I have to say that Dr. Green, the past two Saturdays, I think, has brought me redneck sushi to the radio show.
You know, I ran out of pickles today. I have tried. I was going to make them today. Look for the pickle jar. Out.
Well,
I couldn't make them.
Perfectly fine, because I will be leaving here to go eat. But tell people what that is.
Redneck sushi. So you're supposed to cut it into pieces, but basically a piece of lean meat, a low-fat cheese, and a pickle spear. Roll it up. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to cut it into pieces that look like sushi, which, of course, I don't. I just eat the thing. But it's like a sandwich with no bread, but it's a high-protein, low-fat, low-carb treat.
And it is a treat. And again, that gets me in my budget of 50 to 60 carbs very easily, because it probably has two carbs in it.
Oh, it's very low.
And it's very filling, but the flavor kind of is burst in your mouth. And I just love everything from the consistency. I'd never had one until you brought one in about 2 months ago.
I'd never heard of one until my old friend and student and someone we've had on the show, Aubrey Knight, introduced me to them.
Hey, if you're on low carb, you have to come up with some of these tricks. If not, you're going to spiral because you start getting too hungry and you can't find anything. So you have to stock your fridge or your workplace with these kind of tricks. I have been using a lot of MCT oil lately. I've been doing 3 times a day with my protein drink in the morning. MCT is medium chain triglycerides. It's a fat that's kind of made from coconut, but it helps burn body fat. It doesn't raise triglycerides, and it fuels the brain very efficiently, and not by any bragging methods, but I've got my body fat at this point lower than it's ever been in my entire life at 7.9%, and that is living on the diet that I'm on and working out very hard Monday through Friday.
You take the weekends off?
Always. I'm almost overtrained by Friday because I'm working out with my old friend Brian, who's a hoss and strong as an ox, and we've both lived in the gym since we were about 15 years old, and here I am be turning 65 in just a very short period of time, and so be on Medicare, save me a little bit of money on insurance anyway.
You'll be the fittest man on Medicare, I can tell you that for sure.
Well, TikTok's still rolling. I'm doing under Nutrition World Tennessee. I've got 2.1 million views at this point. And
you haven't gotten kicked off yet?
No.
Amazing.
I have been so cautious with my words and my intent. One single time, they did not approve me. And what I had done was I said, I want to give you tips on how to lower body fat. Well, they felt that was a little bit of insulting to the people who have high body fat, I suppose. So I just don't use the word body fat. I use the word get lean, get physique, get ripped, get this. And as long as I don't use the word body fat, I'm okay. And you know what was interesting
to
me?
You can't say body fat.
No,
it's offensive.
It is. It hurts people's feelings. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
And I never, therefore, people, I would never put anyone down for having a life that that just allowed certain things to happen. And one of those is being overweight. I'm there to help people. But that's why I said, these are my tips to help you lose body fat. It wasn't in any means to insult anyone.
Well, there's no easy way to hear somebody tell you that you gained weight.
No.
There's no sensitive way to take it. But the truth sometimes hurts. I mean, that's what happened to me a few months ago. You know, my old student told me that you need to lose 15 pounds. I didn't like hearing that. but it was true. So you just take it. I didn't go whine about it and cry about it. I got back on a healthy eating plan.
That's what you did. What you did was you took that advice and you ran with it and got results. You got back. Well, you were in the gym anyway, but you got back on your diet. You've lost how many pounds now?
I'm right at 20 right now.
Wow. That is fantastic. But you know, it was
interesting. I still want to trim up. I mean, you're my hero.
No. But the thing is, it was interesting on TikTok. You know, my ketamine is, I'm fired up about it right now. I want to help people to educate them of potentials for it, but they won't allow it on TikTok. I typed in the word ketamine, and they will not do anything on ketamine. Isn't that odd?
I'm sure they have their reasons, but I'm still stuck on the sensitivity of the population right now.
Yes, and TikTok.
So no, easily offended.
Nowhere as bad as some of the other platforms, so I'm still pretty pleased.
I'm sure you and I accidentally offend people sometimes. We don't mean to.
Yes. And,
but sometimes when you speak the truth, it can be offensive. I've had it done to me, but you can't go around whining about it and complaining.
No, you can't. And last week, I made the COVID coward of the week, which was Thomas the Train, because I was fired up about it. I've got a little clarity of that I will talk about probably in the third segment. So it'll be another.
But we both love Thomas the Train. We love it.
Yep.
And we love the Tennessee Valley Railroad. We do.
And
I do anyway.
I've got some clarity that, you know, I have a little bit more information than I want to share about that to bring it kind of in middle of the road kind of
conversation.
We'll
both do that.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, that does it. Oh, let's see. This is really crazy. I don't have my closing statement for this segment.
That happens to us sometimes, Ed.
No, it did happen. You know what? Sean lost my freaking sheet. If Sean's listening, bring my sheet back. Well, we are going to end session one to get ready for segment two. And we're going to
be talking. Do we have our guest in that?
We do. We're going to be talking about melanoma.
There you go.
Which is something very, very important. I know.
Especially as we head into the summer.
Yes. And you
see. This is the hottest weekend we've had.
Yes. Thank goodness it's finally here. Well, stay tuned for a conversation on melanoma.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner of 4+ years, Dr. Christopher Green, and we're going to be talking about something, of course, springtime and summer brings it more to our mindset, which is skin cancer, but specifically melanoma. We've got one of our regular guests on, Dr. Deanna Brown, the dermatologist on staff at CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Brown.
Thank you for having me.
Sunny weekend to talk about this,
yes,
too.
Yeah, unlike the past few that were nice but very, very chilly, obviously spring and summer has hopefully fully arrived. And with that, people need to be aware of what's the risk, what to look for, some of the things to do about this potentially deadly disease. We're not talking about basal cell carcinoma. We're talking about something. And, I've been watching people for 43 years in the field of holistic health. And, I've seen some pretty sad stories crop up with this melanoma issue. So let's basically tell people who may not know as much about this what they do need to know. Dr. Brown?
Sure. So melanoma is the third most common type of skin cancer. Like you mentioned, basal cell carcinoma is the first, squamous is the second, and then melanoma comes third. But melanoma is the deadliest type of skin cancer. So it has a much higher risk of spreading to other parts of the body, and it can do that very quickly. And it can come back 5, 10, 15 years later and show up even after for all that time you thought it was gone. Melanoma can start off just as a new spot on the skin, or it can come from a mole that has changed over time. So that's part of why we want to raise awareness about melanoma, is we want people to know that they should check their skin. They should be on the lookout for spots that are new, for spots that are changing, and also to look at their loved ones, their family members, help them look out for the same kind of spots.
And I know there's an ABCD. Is that still usable in the information for people to kind of put together a visual idea of what's dangerous?
Yes, that's definitely still useful. So A is for asymmetry. So that means one side of the mole or spot is not like the other. B is for the border, something that's very irregular or kind of shaded, not easily defined. C is for the color, especially a dark black. Or I also see a lot of melanomas now that have red in them. So a mole that turns red is one of the big red flags in my mind. And also a mole that has more than two or three colors to it.
Interesting.
D is for D is for diameter, which is bigger than 6 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser. And then E is for evolving or changing. So again, one that has looks different from what it looked like before. And then also we're adding on an F to that, which is feels funny. So if it starts to itch or feel burn or feel sensitive in the sun, all of those things can kind of clue us in, and this is the one we need to check.
And from my standpoint in primary care, with the redness, do you mean redness around? Because cherry angiomas are so common.
Right, absolutely. So no, it's more that the mole itself, kind of the center of it, where it used to be all brown, now has a red and brown tint to it. And of course, that can sometimes happen if a mole just gets irritated, or if it's like if you've rubbed it on your shirt collar or something like that. But it's when it stays red continuously over the course of a few weeks to months, that's when it's a sign that we need to check it more.
And I know, most people certainly assume, and I think there's some different parts to this story, and I think in the world of functional nutrition or may differ a little bit, but generally we're in still alignment with this. But there are you know, we know that excessive sun will increase the risk of sun damage, which then increases the risk of any diseases on the skin. And but there sometimes melanoma is in places that really doesn't get the sun. I know I saw a gentleman about 10 years ago, and he came in. He said, yeah, my wife had this little tiny red dot on the bottom of her foot, and 6 months later, she was gone. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. How common is it in non-sun-tanned places? Do you see that often?
We don't see it often. It's not nearly as common as the mm-hmm. sun-induced or photo damage-induced types of melanomas, but the palms and soles and the fingernails also are a place that can get it, and it's actually in people who have darker skin. Those are the areas that they're more likely to get a melanoma.
I've seen ophthalmologists pick them up on a retinal exam too. And
exactly. So yes, an ocular melanoma. You can even have a rectal melanoma, which you wouldn't see unless you had something like a colonoscopy done.
Wow. Yes, that is not a highly tanned area.
Well, maybe for
for most people. Not at least for
us, I was just trying to get a rise out of Ed there.
I didn't. I was kind of caught off guard there. I could normally say something, but I'm just going to let it lie. I'm not going to go into any dangerous territory here. He tries to get me in trouble sometimes because I have a big mouth.
It usually works, Ed.
Yeah. We both are lacking sleep, so we're a little bit dull today, I guess.
That's what two sleepless nights of call will do to you in 1 week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Brown knows that feeling.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know y'all have.
Do you still do skin surveys for people, looking at their entire bodies, though?
Oh, absolutely. We do lots of full body skin exams. So my recommendation generally for that is, if you have any family history of melanoma, you need to get in and just get a full scan and kind of a baseline exam.
So there is some genetic tendencies for this melanoma.
Yes.
Interesting.
Melanoma has definitely clear genetic association. Again, it's not necessarily all genetics. The sun exposure has some role in that as well. But people who have especially a first degree family member, so meaning their mom, their dad, mm-hmm. their brother, sister, child, they're at a much higher risk.
I'm curious,
developing melanoma.
Do you have any technology in your office to monitor like minute, minuscule changes in moles?
We don't have anything. We don't have anything currently that there are some devices out there like that, but we don't have anything right now. What we'll often do is take pictures of like someone's entire back or their entire abdomen. If they have a lot of moles, and that way then we can just kind of look at that picture every year and see, is there anything new that's popped up? And we've been able to find some melanomas that way, by seeing something that grew or that just newly popped up.
Now early on,
I think it helps.
Yeah, early on it's very treatable with pretty aggressive surgery. Is that correct?
If you a stage one melanoma, if it's taken care of properly, it has a 95% five-year survival rate. And a lot of melanomas, if we catch them, we can actually get them in what's called in situ melanoma or stage zero, where it's one that's not even grown deep into the skin at all. And those have like a 99% survival rate. So that's why we emphasize these things like keeping an eye on your moles, getting your skin check, into your dermatologist to get those checked out, because we want to catch those as early as possible.
I would say for all my patients, I say if you have any change, anything, if you're just remotely suspicious, bring it to our attention. Would you agree?
Yep. I agree. Yes, absolutely.
I still remember one guy who brought in, it was a flesh-colored lesion, turned out to be a melanoma. There was no dark pigmentation. Mm. And I went back and said, how did you know? He goes, I didn't. I just felt bad about it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the patients are great doctors.
Yeah,
I think
intuition, if we honor it and have good intuition, should always be respected. And, you know, many times in my life I've had intuition that have led me pretty well. And sometimes it's nothing, but sometimes it's very accurate. From the world I live in, of course, it doesn't really filter down to traditional advice. But I am deeply, as I always have been, concerned with the toxicity of cosmetics and chemicals and suntan lotions and things that create some real stress and toxicity on the skin. So, of course, I'm from the world of let's use the best, cleanest products, because the more we're testing the umbilical cords of pregnant mothers, a new test came out, a new study came out of showing the high level of plastics within our physical body of about 82% of all people who are tested. These things are carcinogenic, whether they're approved or not, a joke. They're carcinogenic when you combine them with 53 other chemicals that come from different sources and low vitamin D. Just whether it's yes or no with solid research, it is just too common sense. We should know our vitamin D levels and be at least 32 nanograms. But so cleaning the act up of applying skin stuff, I just think applies to everything, including breast cancer and xenoestrogens and man boobs and everything that's coming down to partially these harsh chemicals. But again, being monitoring yourself and then finding people you trust that can help you, like yourself, Dr. Brown. Now, on the scalp, people like with a head full of hair, is that very uncommon, or is that something that is really we have to check also as we age?
We still have to check it. It does happen. Mm-hmm. It's more common in people who have had some thinning of their hair, mm-hmm. But not necessarily just bald men. We hear stories all the time about hairdressers who find a spot who point it out to their client, mm-hmm. and then the client goes in and it turns out to be a melanoma. So I recommend that to all of my patients, that when they get, especially women, when they get their hair done, that's a great time to ask the hairdresser who's, you know, combing through their hair, hey, just tell me if something stands out to you. And they may not know exactly what it is, but they can tell you if it's there, and then you get it checked out.
Well, Dr. Brown, can you speak to, Ed was talking about carcinogens. What can people mm-hmm. do to help prevent melanoma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, so some of the risk there is genetic. You can't change your genes, at least not yet. Hmm. So we want to try to affect the risk factors that we can control. And for the most part, that's going to be limiting your sun damage. There's different ways you can do that. One would be sunscreen. Another would be to wear UV protective clothing, which honestly sometimes is better than just relying on your sunscreen, because it's more consistent, especially if you're at the beach or you're on the boat. Wearing a hat that has preferably a wide brim, so it protects your face and your neck and your ears. And then wearing sunglasses, that's another one, keeps the area around your eyes that you often can't put sunscreen on, can keep that protected. And then just trying generally to stay in the shade and not be in direct sunlight, hours on end. From the sunscreen perspective, I think most dermatologists now are recommending people to use the zinc oxide and titanium dioxide sunscreens, which are the mineral sunscreens that don't have as many of the chemicals in them. And those are better for sensitive skin, better for people with rosacea. They tend to have more consistent protection levels. And like I said, most dermatologists that I know, that's what we rely on personally for ourselves and our families. So that's generally what I encourage my patients to look for.
I love that. And Nutritional does sell a lot of those zinc oxide products with very clean other ingredients in that. But they're a little more cumbersome. Yes, they're a little thicker. They're a little bit, mm-hmm. More mm-hmm. difficult. But that is all that I use when I certainly do that, so I appreciate that. We did get a new Nutrition World, just to put a plug in. My daughter Katie found a sunless tanner, because most sunless tanners are nothing but potions of chemical mixtures, but this one is made from a special type of sugar. I've been using it for a week. It is outstanding, the color I'm getting from this. It is about $39. It smells so good. It smells like a coconut cake that has been baking. And I'm doing it in the gym every morning when I finish, and I just have to recommend it because I don't like the other stuff because of the smell and chemicals, but this is outstanding.
What is that called?
I can't remember the name. I just don't.
It's making me hungry, though.
That's good to know.
Every time yesterday at the gym, I opened it, and it absolutely did the same thing. It made me so freaking hungry. I'm going to bring a bottle in next week for you, Dr. Green.
I'm going to give it to my wife. She loves coconut.
Right. I want you guys to try it. You're going to be the guinea pig.
Well, we're heading to the beach in 2 weeks, so we have to be careful.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, Dr. Brown, that was awesome. For more information for people listening to contact you, how would they do this?
So to contact me or to get in with a dermatologist, we have a lot of great groups in town. One way that you can contact me is to follow me on social media, and my Instagram is dermdocbrown. I am right now, as we speak, transitioning my office. So I'm going to be starting over at a new office called Four Bridges Dermatology. And our website is the number 4, bridgesderm.com. So that's right now probably the best way to get a hold of me. Again, we have a lot of great dermatology groups in town. We're all going to be coming to support this melanoma run that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And so I just encourage you again, if you don't have a dermatologist, if you're not connected, find a good one that you trust.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. I always enjoy talking with you. And please stop by Nutrition World if you're out in the area. I'd love to meet you in person. And we will be talking to you again, I'm sure, in a few months, Dr. Brown.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. It is time to take a break. More to come as we continue with Dr. Let's say your name, Dr. Green. Yeah.
There you go.
I got those colors mixed up. This is Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Thank you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. A radio show about all things Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. She's got a stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes lead, and we call her Medicare Miss D. With Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And firstly, I want to ask you, anything new with your patients in COVID?
You know, absolutely nothing. So, you know, when I turn on some of the liberal news, they're like, oh, cases are surging. You know, we still have Omicron subvariants, but as we've talked about, there's actually a slightly higher risk of catching Omicron if you've been vaxxed like me. it's a very odd world we live in, but you know, the vaccine is still the best thing we have to reduce the risk of hospitalization or death. But I'm having that conversation over and over and over with patients all week, and I'm so glad they're bringing the questions to me. And if anybody does have a question regarding getting a vaccine or getting a booster, go talk to your provider about it. Ask them. You know, don't get it from ABC or even Fox. Just go talk to your doctor, please.
Absolutely. And, you know, because of Google and the way that they are algorithms, you really can't find
much
truth.
Yes, don't do Dr. Google,
no,
please.
No, because you can't find the real truth, and it's all one-sided agendas. I don't mind strong opinions if they're presented on an equal basis so you can read mine and theirs and in between and.
You and I enjoy that. I mean, a controversy is not that. It's that if you and I disagree, we talk about it. We come to some wisdom together, and the patients and I do the same thing. It's a very pleasant process. It's not emotional. I don't have any religious fervor for or against vaccines. I just look at the actual science, not what, say, Fauci is telling me or the CDC is telling me, but what the research actually says. But we have that conversation over and over every day. It's a very nice discussion, and people make up their own minds, as they should. But the COVID cases, at least that I'm seeing in my office, way down. It's so pleasant.
I did see this morning a little video of a person who was flying commercial airlines. And yes, thank goodness the common sense has come into the airline industry where masks are not required. And it was
That was actually from the Florida judge, right?
I believe
so. Struck down the CDC.
Yep. And they showed this guy was filming the stewardess walking down the aisle before the plane departed with a basket of masks. And not one single passenger took it. And at the end, the stewardess kind of waved the mask in excitement, and everyone applauded.
But
it
you know
so
what?
Cool.
Strangely, for a counterpoint, so my wife and I were watching, you know, all those reports, and she goes, I'll probably still wear my mask on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I asked her about that. She just feels more comfortable wearing a mask on a plane. I said, that's great. Wear your mask.
Nothing wrong with it if it's voluntary at this point.
And there were a few people on those pictures. Most of them are throwing them in the trash bag, but a few people had their mask on.
Yep.
Fine.
Yep.
And doesn't bother me at all. Wear your mask
again,
if you want to.
You and I both agree that it was the mandated part of it. Once we got past the panic stage required us to all do everything we humanly possibly can do. But everybody says follow the science. The science was somewhat corrupt, and it was not super accurate.
Well, look at the far end of paranoia. Look at Shanghai.
Yes.
Just look at that. That's the far end of paranoia when you are locking people in their homes, in their buildings. You're dragging them down the street, throwing them in a truck, putting them in a concentration camp. I mean, that is awful. Mm-hmm. We had some acquaintances, Americans who were in Shanghai. They finally got out, thank the Lord. But they just got out.
They
were trapped for over 25 days.
You talked about that on the last radio show.
Yes, that's a good report. They just got home.
Wow.
And they are so thankful, and they're never going back to China.
Really?
That's what they've said. And I can't blame them at all.
I would be the same exact way.
But, you know, husband, wife, and three kids and a dog all made it out safely.
And again, my whole premise has been from day one, based on my 43 years of knowledge of the resiliency and the power of our own immune system, is what we do is we focus to empower ourselves. If you go to the gym and you haven't been running at all and you're going to do a 5K race, you're not going to just jump into the treadmill and do 2 hours the first day. You're going to build up. Well, you do that with healthy food, vitamin D supplements, NAC, the nutrients we know that boost the immune system. And, you know, last week I did talk about Thomas the Train. And it was unnerving to me, because part of it was because I have a loved one who was going to go and decided not to because they have to wear a mask at 3 and above. Well, guess what? Good news is now they don't. But there was some controversy surrounding that.
On my end as well.
And yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, and I've done this for this past 2 years of COVID, I call out people or businesses that are cowards. What do I mean by coward? I mean someone who's made a decision to go way overboard on pushing it, making an agenda, and.
Like we did about Moxie.
Moxie and Urban Stack, those two places I'll never go because their signs were so obnoxious and so panic-driven, it was like something from World War II that you would see.
I've got to throw this in, but it goes both ways. Some of the, and you know where I stand, the listeners know where I stand. A friend of mine in another city put a far right-wing sign on his door to a restaurant, and he's offended a lot of people. But you know what? I talked to someone far to the left, and they said, you know what? I'll still go visit that business. I will still go. Mm-hmm. That's his opinion. It's not my opinion, but I'm not going to punish the business for it. So that was an interesting far left viewpoint on a far right sign. Mm-hmm. And they were just, I forget what the sign said, and I wouldn't remember anyway. But, you know, it's both ends of this, the far right and the far left. And the truth is really in the middle. And we're not telling people not to vax or pushing them to vax. We are not telling them not to wear a mask or to wear a mask. We just have a discussion, and people should make up their own minds.
Anyone who's sick should wear a mask if they have to be out. One, common sense and courtesy. Two is, if you're at risk, stay home. If you have children at risk that are highly at risk, then that isn't the trip for you. But I want to say,
absolutely,
as far as the Thomas the Train, well, I want to go back first and say, you know, the signs, like the very harsh ones that we talked about, mm-hmm, Moxie and Urban Stack, there were also people who made what I call courteous signs because they could not do anything about the agenda. Though, like, I remember a business saying, we require masks and we apologize for the inconvenience, and we are just having to honor the state, local regulations. Please.
And Jason's Deli did it very well.
They had
nice employees walk around.
Yes.
Can I give you a mask, please?
Yeah. Totally different than a bad attitude. Now,
yes,
I'm not saying any of this about Thomas the Train. Again, Thomas the Train.
We're going to get to that eventually.
3 years old and above, they required masks. Now they don't. A lady there who was good at informing me, I didn't realize this, and she did tell me that they had to do that because there was a federal mandate for trains, as similar probably to airplanes. So it was a policy they could not avoid. I still say we vote with our dollars probably more powerfully than we vote with anything else. Even if it's a government institution, I think the duty of a human is to stand up for what they believe is right, and you do it appropriately. Appropriately will send ripples. Ripples will change things. We don't stay silent on things that are very heartfelt, important to us. And we also don't go overboard and become very, very harsh. I didn't realize that there was that mandate for trains, so I will have to take the fact that they didn't have a choice. I kind of thought they did. But I'm still all about voicing our opinion, even if some people don't like it, because it ripples. That ripple is what changes the course of events.
But as I recall, even though we were talking about the mask mandate, we did not tell people not to wear masks.
Nope.
I think we said high risk should. Did we not?
Always. Every single show. And, you know, the thing is, now, heck, Thomas the Train, you don't
have... That's my commentary on my feedback that I got.
I appreciate
that.
But
we did not say that people should just simply not wear masks.
Not even me. And I'm way further out there than you are.
But that's just a communication thing. People hear what they will hear. Sometimes it's not what people say.
But good news, Thomas the Train no longer requires that you are forced to wear a mask. So yay for that. And I appreciate the Olivia who contacted
me. And I would recommend people try that. The Pullman car we talked about, we did it at Christmas. They have so many trips with, like lunch or breakfast or dinner. People should try that. It's really fun. They even go all the way, I think, either to Rome or somewhere down in that area, Cartersville. Wow. But actually, one is a long train ride, or so a conductor told me. But the Christmas train ride with dinner in the Pullman car was amazing. And I remind people that is the same Pullman car in the Three Stooges movies and
that
shows.
That is so cool. I love connecting with old history, like shows like that.
I mean, who doesn't like the Three Stooges?
There were special times. I want to remind people of a couple events that we are having at Nutrition World, one of which is Ideal Protein. It's a weight loss plan we've had for 12 years. If you go to nutritionw.com, scroll down to events, you can sign up. It's free, April 25th at 6:30. This is a 90% always successful plan for losing weight. It is not for the person who does not want to be accountable. We require you to come in every week for about 15 minutes after you do your first initial consultation, and we say very strongly, this is your food list, this is how you will do it, and it gives you plenty to choose from. But if you will, most women lose 2 pounds a week, most men three. Again, April 25th.
And losing weight does take work.
It takes work, unless you're just...
It's just not easy.
No.
And it, people and it takes, want the easy way out, but it's just not.
Well, the thing is, we make it easier because what we do is we take your... You don't have to make decisions anymore. We make them for you. You don't go to the restaurant and say, I wonder what I can eat. We tell you what you can eat.
I just wonder about these commercials on TV. They go, you'll never be hungry. What?
That's
really? Yeah. How do you lose weight and never be hungry? Anyway, I've never figured that out, but I'd love that too.
May 7th, we have a free makeup demo with Trina at the store. Again, sign up. And we're using a brand called Mad Hippie. Again, we talked to Dr.
Love
Brown.
The name.
Dr. Brown, just previous episode about dermatology and melanoma. I expressed my concern of the toxicity of approved chemicals on the skin on a daily basis. And that is not healthy in any way. You know, we're bombarding ourselves with a plethora, a a truck full of chemicals daily, including EMFs. I am getting wired up and fired up on this EMF issue thanks to a great friend of mine. And I want to tell you later about this machine that I bought. I got it this week that's checking EMFs that I can carry with me. Oh, it is eye-opening. And it is what EMFs do.
A portable?
Yes. And EMFs do is they cause calcium to move in the body in a way that's very unhealthy, and that is creating tremendous concerns for me. And I, even though we don't really directly see it, indirectly, I think it's really focusing on anxiety, depression, and poor health. How I got off on that, okay, mad hippie facial demo is a clean
mad hippie makeup.
That's how we got to that area. Then we're also going to have free physical therapy screenings from Summit Physical Therapy. I was so impressed with this guy. I met him yesterday. He thinks outside the box. He actually has two pelvic floor therapists who does internal biofeedback applications. Pelvic floor is devastating to women, and I actually have experienced it for about 5 years before I got divorced. So getting divorced cured my pelvic floor issues. But
that's kind of funny. Hey, how about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo? That's coming up too, right?
Great, great. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, on June 4th, Chattanooga Fitness Expo is going to be, again, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. They had it last year. This year is going to rock, let me tell you. You were there last year as the supervising physician. You're going to be here this
we'll
year
be there
also.
Again. Come and join Ed and myself.
Yes, because I wasn't there last year. I will be there this year, come whatever. I might be in it. I might not. It all depends.
And to the people that run that, by the way, more food. It was so good. They ran out of food.
Vascular Institute is the biggest powerhouse in Whitfield Media Group.
Well done.
And I just can't wait. Now, you know, bodybuilding has always been something I've loved my whole life, but this has to do with fitness. Fitness on all levels, not just the big muscle guys. And these people
are real people, like Mandy Livingston we had on the show. Right. I mean, she's a mother and a grandmother and still competes.
Real people.
That's impressive.
Who have put out 110% effort for a long time to be at their best. This is not just bragging about I've got a bigger bicep or a smaller waist. This is people who have excelled in their life.
Look what they've been through. Like Matt Davis, we've had on the show, all that he's been through. Darren Johnson, what he's been through. These are impressive people.
Absolutely. Their stories are
Darren fighting back after his quadricep injuries a couple of years ago.
He's
impressive.
He's courageous, and he never gave up. Matt never gave up. Matt had his heart issues. You've seen him, you know, and all. You've helped him tremendously. He's doing very well now. So just an inspiration for these people and young people. It's a good activity.
It inspires me.
It is. Now, I will say a few times it doesn't lead itself to health because they sometimes do some too many synthetics or they eat unhealthy food. But that's true of all forms. I don't care if it's football players to boxers to all the way down the list. That is true of those people.
I would say this, it seems more focused on fitness to me. This one, I've seen some bodybuilding contests where I think the person's testosterone is probably about 5,000, and that doesn't look too healthy, but this is not one of those.
Yes, absolutely. All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take another break. More as we continue with Dr. Green and Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding. World-class competition with both men and women. If you're into health and fitness, this is an event you don't want to miss. Brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Goals Gym, RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, People's Home Equity, and Chattanooga Fitness Download. For tickets and more information, check us out online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World and with my partner, Dr. Green. And today I want to read something that, again, I've done from this particular reading place several times. I just really admire old wisdom, I guess I would say. I mean, things that 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 3,000, people who wrote and read and were very wise people who shared some of their wisdom that thankfully was kept in place for us, like Seneca. Seneca was an ancient person in the Roman days, and I don't remember the year, but long, long ago, and they certainly had a big play in the history of mankind. And here's a line from Seneca, and I so resonate with this because this applies to me on many, many, too many times. We suffer more in imagination than in reality, meaning we spend so much time worried about how bad things are going to be that we actually torture ourselves more than the thing we're worried about ever could. That is, if it happens at all. This is an interesting tension in Stoicism. After all, isn't Seneca the guy who also said we should project our thoughts ahead of us at every turn and have in mind every possible eventuality instead of only the usual course of events? Rehearse them in your mind. Exile, torture, war, shipwreck, all the terms of a human lot should be before our eyes. But isn't that a contradiction? No, not exactly. Notice that Seneca does not say that we should suffer unnecessarily in advance. He said we should rehearse and prepare. He does not say that we should torture ourselves with worry or fear. Bad stuff can happen. Bad stuff can happen to us. And we need to be aware of that. We shouldn't be surprised by it, but we also shouldn't work ourselves into a state of confusion that worry with prevention or preparation. A Stoic is aware of the possibilities of life and at the same time has their head down and focused on what's in front of them and what's inside the circle of their control. Is that complicated and a bit of balance? Sure, but welcome to life. You can handle it. That was written for me because I do borrow a lot of times of the future of things that potentially disaster that hardly ever happens.
Well, and I also resonate with that. If you're worrying all the time, you ruin today if you're worried about tomorrow.
And you can't make really logical decisions if you're being drugged down through that worry and fear.
There's a difference in being aware.
Yes, like they're talking about.
Yes, versus focusing and worrying. I think Jesus says something similar. Why worry about tomorrow? Today has enough trouble of its own, and it does.
That's so true.
And Mark Twain, what did he say? Don't worry about anything. It makes you suffer twice.
There you go.
Another kind of funny viewpoint on that. But it's so easy to worry about tomorrow, but it destroys the present.
Yes, being concerned and planning is different than worrying. I'm a pretty good planner. I fly airplanes. I plan. I run a business. I plan a lot of the potentials that may come around the corner. But I really do pretty well with not really consumed by that until the week moment comes. And then all of a sudden, like last night, my mind just kept rolling on with a few potentials because they're kind of like loose ends. And so I went through plan A. But the problem is I went through plan A, B, C, D, E, and F. Too much. And so I try to get mindful. I try to calm myself. I try to note my thoughts and be aware of them and not really let them take me over. Tell me about your Coolidge Park.
I forgot to talk about that. So we did Easter at Coolidge Park. It was a fantastic day. I've never done that before. I think the church was Stuart Heights Baptist Church, I believe. But this was, it felt like old times. It felt like totally non-COVID. You know, a packed Coolidge Park, people throughout the park, shoulder to shoulder, just sitting in the grass, listening to great music, great preaching, good message. They even had baptisms afterwards. There were people lining the walking bridge, mm-hmm. listening as well. It was such a good feeling. And for me, with all of my allergies, to go to Coolidge Park was a big deal. But well done, Stuart Heights. I will go again.
I love it. I love the way that you say that things are returning to normal, and we certainly all see that and appreciate it deeply.
Oh, and it's there. People watching was so much fun. There were people dressed up like bunnies going to church. Now, that's something you don't see at church very often. Had their ears on, suits on. That was funny. And we're talking adults.
I remember, and we all will remember, the darkest of times during COVID when I would drive to work and the streets would be desolate. And it felt like one of the old movies where the world was coming to an end. And it was one of the more difficult moments for me every morning getting to work.
Yeah. How about them shutting down the parks, too? Open spaces, they shut them down.
Yes.
That never made sense to me.
And that was one of the last resources that we had to basically be out. And they shut them down. Mm-hmm. Well, again, we had... At first, we understood the panic, but we should have come to common sense quicker, but we learn our lessons. I don't know if the government learns our lessons or people on the right too far or left too far, but most of us have learned to have such gratitude for other human beings that we care about and just to be able to be around and be social and talk.
And I think we've learned, most of the population, how to live with this. We now have cold and flu and COVID season.
And we also now further respect the power of the human body if it's nourished correctly, and habits and discipline play a role in your outcomes. We're not an F-150 truck that you run to Dr. Green every single time and he can plug one little pill in and fix you. He helps you to fix yourself and he helps manage your health, but we have to assume the real responsibility.
And that's one of the best things to come from COVID. All of these patients, all of these people taking control of their lives, exercising more, taking their vitamins, healthier lifestyles and diet. I think a lot of people have changed into a healthier lifestyle.
And I think it's going to be far more permanent than most things that happen in just a season. I think some of these will go lifelong.
I still say we can come out better than we went in.
There you go. I love that. Well, I did do a podcast with a Dr. Depke. I think he lives in Florida. I'm not sure. And it was posted on NutritionW.com and on YouTube, our Nutrition World YouTube channel, Easy Ways to Become Your Healthiest Self. What we did is we had listed 15 different parts to this puzzle of how to optimize your health. And one of them, and it was so interesting, I really encourage people to listen. It's life-changing. But just a few of the topics: non-alcoholic fatty liver mm-hmm. was a topic and how to handle that. Supplementing magnesium is non-negotiable. It talks about how to do it, why to do it. EMFs, again, I'm getting really on the path of educating and empowering people on common sense ways to minimize some EMF exposure. Protecting your eyesight with ideas that are not traditionally known or presented, options on blood pressure, and then a few others. But the last one is how insulin levels can be the best predictor of your health. And again, we do lab testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month at very low cost. It's a independent operation, does not involve us, but it is fabulous. They're getting busier and busier. I want to say one other thing. And I'm so thrilled with this. We have a physician that you've met, Dr. Brian Johnson, has been on the show twice. He has a vast history of really good medical care at Erlanger, took care of cancer patients, has treated patients from all over with every kind of different focus. But he's going to be Nutrition World's actual first on-staff integrative physician starting June 1st.
Now, is he working with Josh Porter, or is that separate?
It's separate, and Josh Porter will be doing a phenomenal Common Sense Wise Path for hormone replacement for men and women, and they start May 2nd. So this is the most exciting time in nutrition world history. We have, I don't think there's another place in this part of the country who will have the credibility and credentialed people that we will have between Josh Porter and Dr. Brian Johnson. It's going to rock and roll. And it's going to give people options, not to replace people like you, Dr. Green. It's building that team approach.
I was about to say that. They have open minds as well.
Well, and the thing is, like Dr. Johnson said, you have a UTI. This is not who you come see. You go see your regular GP. I'm here to help you put up a plan to become optimally healthy through the things that you don't have the time to do for people. So,
but there are providers who would not like their patients going to that office. There just are.
There just are. So we have to be aware of that. And it's either you find, well, you either don't say anything about it, I guess, is an option, or you just find someone who is more open-minded. I don't know.
The latter probably, but you should never hide stuff from your provider.
No, you really should. Not if you're really putting a new plan of action regarding your health and you already have health conditions. I'm with you, Dr. Green.
But I've had people switch to me because they said they tried to talk to their provider about blank. Maybe let's just say vitamins.
Yep.
And just got ridiculed, which is amazing to me. I don't see why they do that, but.
Well, because they're not going to lose them as a patient. They're actually going to lose them if they don't open their minds, because 70% of the people are pursuing holistic nutritional alternatives. So
it's a collaborative approach.
Yeah, and you're not running out of patients, so it's not like customers of a business. That's for dang sure. Especially someone like you. You've got such a reputation. Hey, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.